guess that's normally where this song comes in. Thank you, Sam, for playing that. This is Republic of Texas Radio, and this is your host for this week, or kind of host, Alan Crutcher. Steve is taking sabbatical this weekend. Nothing wrong with him. It's just hopefully very soon here. We've got a special guest coming on. I did talk to her yesterday, and she said she'd be here. It'll be kind of a different show. Let me get the date here. It is October 29th, 2023. And, a couple of days before All Hallowed Eve and everything. And the show, this person that I've got coming on, should not make you feel real comfortable with what she's going to present. I guess I can give her name out now. Hopefully she'll be here with us soon. I'm supposedly going to have Deborah Tavares on with me here. And if y'all have heard her before, she's definitely a woman with a lot to say. So, Sam's allowed us, we're going to, skip some of the breaks and just do top and bottom of the hour. And I'll basically hopefully just be here to bring us in and out of the breaks. And I don't know. It's what she has to present. I believe she's mostly going to talk about, the technological aspects that are being, the war that's being waged against us. I know some folks don't like to hear that because, they use the technology, they love their technology. But, you got to understand that it's doing dire things to the population of the world as a whole and definitely the people around us. I see that basically almost every day. I see what it's done to people. They can't live without their smartphone. They live on their smartphone. They live with their smartphone, and their smartphone is their life. I don't know. I'm an analog man in a digital world. Some 10-year-old smartass has to show me what to do. And that's not because I don't have the intelligence to learn how to use this stuff. I've got the intelligence to stay away from it and sit back outside and watch what it's done and what it is doing, unfortunately. And I don't know. I don't guess our guest is here yet. But I did talk with her yesterday. She said she would be calling in. Hopefully she will. Because I really don't have a good number to give Sam to try to get in touch with her. But, Sam just whispered in my ear that Deborah Tavares is with us now. And, Deborah, I don't know, I've done the introductions, and I guess at this point I'm just going to take the cork out of the bottle and let you rip. And I'll just be here. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have a short break. I'll let you know, and, we've got a few minutes there, and then I'll just bring us back in and let you get ripping again. So how are you doing this morning, my friend?
Well, thank you so much, Alan. Yes. We are in the midst of a red flag fire warning right here, right now in California, much of California, actually. We're being told that, we're being warned that we could lose power and that there could be planned power outages, which is, of course, going to be important for everyone to understand to prepare for power outages. This is now a common theme in the midst of being attacked by weather weapons, is losing power, communications, etc. And we're facing what they tell us over today is a very critical fire threat, while already having dealt with poor air quality during many of the fires that we all experienced with the Canadian fires. We have been bathed in weapons, and smoke is, of course, a weapon. So much of the Sacramento Valley in the North Bay here in California and Southern California as well, we're being told that the interior mountains are under a red flag fire warning through this evening. And it's just more critical fire conditions that we face because we're being manipulated. We've been heavily sprayed overhead aerosolized death dumps. People like to call it geoengineering or chemtrails. I like to call them overhead aerial death dumps because it is poisoning everything. So why I am telling all of you that are listening about our created conditions weather-wise today is that we have to start talking about what is, because the media will not. You will not hear this on any, certainly on any weather-related media outlets at all. In fact, I'll add this right now before I turn it loose on to many other things. But, of course, we all know what happened in Acapulco, Mexico, what looked like a tropical storm amped up to a Category 5. They targeted with energy weapons and created a Category 5 that hit Acapulco, wiped out the coastal hotels and much of the peripheral where the people live that worked in all of these hotels. It is decimated. And if you have not heard this, go onto YouTube and look at the destruction. This is asymmetric warfare, where we are hit by surprise, as we were here, as the people in Acapulco were, and many people are. And then the power's knocked out, communications are knocked out, roads are not passable, so people cannot get in or out. They can't evacuate. There's no water. And we have to prepare for these kinds of events that we will all be facing, and we are facing. So, again, I am Deborah Tavares of StopTheCrime.net. I do run three websites. My main website, where I post documents, because I am known for referring to documents, nothing of what I say is my fantasy or my design. Sadly, it's the truth. And so my first website is StopTheCrime.net. And if you sign up on our email blast outs, you'll get some of what I will be talking about during the show today, Alan. So I hope your listeners will sign up. Although don't think that just because you've signed up once, you'll continue to get them, because we are extremely disrupted over here. I'm here in Northern California, about an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge. And we are being heavily sieged here on my website and everything I've done in the past. As many, I was taken down from YouTube. And we're just massively challenged with communication. And all of you are going to be soon, too, where communication will not be possible. So I want to thank you, Alan, for allowing me to be on your program today, because everything that I say is vital, and I take great privilege and honor and humility in being able to talk to your audience today to tell you more of what they need to know. So StopTheCrime.net, my main website. I have documents. I have menu with many things. I've been doing this for many, many years. I have traveled to conferences. I've gone to England. And I've been challenged with my heartache over all of this and in defense of humanity. I am a grandmother. Of course, I'm a mom, and I've been married for 52 years. Just a little about me, I grew up in Southern California, in Santa Monica, and in Malibu. And I've had some very unique opportunities as well in my life. So I think that opened up the doors for me to look at things and understand and believe what we're being told. So my other website is primarywater.org. Please write this down, primarywater.org. Understand, we are not running out of water. Water is a renewable. It comes up from down below the mantle of the earth. It bubbles up in springs. In fact, find out where your nearest springs are. You will need to know the nearest place to obtain water, as they are continuing to prevent access to what we need to survive. And the primary water is new, clean, fresh water made from the process of hydrogen and oxygen. And it bubbles up. You see it in hot, cold springs. You see it in geysers that spray up from down below endlessly, oases and deserts, beautiful waterfalls that cascade down from the tops of mountains, where it's not always snowing or raining, and yet that water continues to flow. So if you do nothing else, teach your children how to get to water. They will need to know, because the transition from water is to reuse. understand what the word reuse means. It's the conversion of human waste and pharmaceuticals that we flush into wastewater treatment plants. And they're saying now that between desalinization, which is a horrific use of energy, which is not green, and we don't need to do that, is that we need to get to primary water. So for those of you that are on farms or ranches, if your moratorium to prevent you from drilling hasn't occurred yet, drill. Get a driller outfit, and they need to be educated on how to get to primary water and help you drill into the material that you need to drill in. It's a rock material, so that you can actually get to primary water. Many people have. Sadly, Paul Power, whom I've done many, many radio shows with, who was known as the Hungarian water wizard, died suspiciously about a year or so ago. And we lost a man that was willing to travel to where you live to help you get to water. Now, I will add this, and this is important. There is a CIA operative, an operation now, where they are offering equipment to locate your water on your property. But they will not help you drill or get a drill rig. They will locate it. They will put that up on GPS, and you'll know where the water is on your property. But unless you simultaneously water witch, your water location, which is woo-woo to many people, but it has been the method in which many people over millennium have located water. Don't cringe at that idea. This is called dowsing. And if you're able and you have the resources, you need to get to that water on your property. Because once you are out of water, and once your electricity is off, you will be out of water when the electricity is off, unless you set up alternative means and ways to pump. But once you're out of water, once your electricity is off, your local health departments will relocate you off your land for your safety. These are in the documents. So that was a little about primary water. I'll get into it as we move through this program this morning. And Alan, I just may need to come back, because there are enormous things I'm going to drop on your listeners right now. My other website is toxicsky.org. I urge you, all of you, to go to toxicsky.org and listen to the film that was never to have been released by Michael Murphy. Michael was murdered, and the film, Unconventional Gray, which we've posted on the top of ToxicSky.org, is his final film. He did the first two films about atmospheric overhead chemtrailing geoengineering or death dumps. Years back, the first film was called What in the World Are They Spraying? And the next film he did was Why in the World Are They Spraying? And why I'm recommending that all of you please listen to Unconventional Gray on ToxicSky.org. Michael also lived in Lahaina in Maui. He tested, and you'll watch him test it during the film, the atmospheric water collection system that were the source of water in Lahaina, a poisonous collection system of atmospheric rain and snowmelt combination. People are doing this thinking that this is a source of water. It is a toxic source of water. The atmospheric water is poisonous. Poisonous. It's filtering through chemtrails and filthy, heavy aluminum skies, certainly falling on our lands where there is toxic fertilizer and all of the other poisons, the fire retardants, you name it. It's a cauldron and a mixture, and all of this flows in to reservoirs, which are toxic collection areas. And now the reservoirs are being used for weapons. What do I mean by that? Well, you'll hear more about scalar waves in a few minutes, but you have to look at what is happening worldwide with the targeting of reservoirs. certainly we know that in Ukraine, that reservoir was blown up, and it wiped out many, many communities when that water flooded them out. There's no alternative system for water there. That was it. That was it. And then we look at what happened in Libya. The two dams that were blown up because of atmospheric river conditions and or likely also pulse frequencies that certainly eroded the stability of the dams. And look what happened there. Now getting back to primary water. When you go to primarywater.org, you will learn about what NATO and the United States did to Muammar Gaddafi's Great Man-Made River Project. It was blown up in 2011. And what it was a labyrinth of plumbing under the northern African area where Muammar Gaddafi, with that that accessed resource of primary water, was delivering water for free to over 6 million people. They were turning the desert sands into greenery. They were growing fruits and vegetables and orchards. And they were pulling the dinar out of the bankster's control and backing the dinar with gold. That could not happen. That would have been out of control, would have ended the debt note, which we're severely under, and which is the reason, one of the many reasons, that America and other countries are collapsing. We operate on debt notes. I won't go into that much, but I think most of you realize that, the enormity of the illusion. So again, stopthecrime.net, primarywater.org, and toxicsky.org. Now, for many years, I was on Dr. Stan Monteith's radio show. Many of you may have known him. He ran Radio Liberty for over 20 years out of Santa Cruz here in California. And he passed away in 2014. And I'm going to read how he opened up his radio show, every radio show. And I'm going to stand and let you know that we stand on the shoulders of many people that are gone now to push out this information that we now have. So he always opened up his show saying, bringing you the story behind the story, the news behind the news, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of civilization, it will be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. So I hope you think about that quote. And as I go through this information this morning, my intention is to alert you so that you can prepare. We all must be, and we all must do all we can to be harder to kill and to survive a little longer than what we face. So that is my intention. I want to certainly recommend that all of you have a power outage party. Certainly turn off all your lights, your electricity, or just tape your light switches so you can't inadvertently turn your lights on. You will not have water, so don't use water for sinks, toilet flushing, or any other use of water. And live without refrigeration for several days. Take a note, make a note of what you will need to survive, because you will need this to survive. The grid is going down continuously, not only in the United States, but everywhere else, as we are being pummeled with frequencies and the control of frequencies that they call weather weapons. This is no more than the control of energy, and this is what we face. So before I get into much more, I want to talk about why all of this is legal, because certainly we have to be scratching our heads and thinking, how can this be being done to us in the United States, the home of the free, the land of the brave? Well, we have massively been lied to, of course, and we are being murdered. So when I go into, and I'm going to just go over this briefly, but I've spent many years suggesting that each and every single one of you type in the name of your county or your city or your state, followed by adopted sustainable development plans. So type that in. Do a search. Read some of these documents. These sustainable development plans have been adopted nearly worldwide. Nearly worldwide. And this is setting us all up to operate within the illusion that we're in man-made climate change, anthropogenic climate change caused by humans, too many people using too much stuff. In fact, a few years back, Ted Turner was here in Northern California at Iron Horse Vineyard, and I spoke with him, and a friend of mine created a movie out of that, and my recounting of talking to Ted Turner, who said that 90% of the population must be murdered. So you can find that. Just type in Deborah Taveras, T-A-V-A-R-E-S, and Ted Turner. I think it's probably still on YouTube, but you can find it and listen to the recounting of that fateful day when I had the opportunity to speak with him. And that conversation prior to what you will see in the film, and the film I think is called Ted the Malthusian, something like that. But I think if you just type in my name and Ted Turner, you will find it. But what you will not hear in that film is what preceded when I was speaking with Ted that day. I lived in Santa Monica, and so did Jane Fonda, and it was sort of an area where everybody thought everybody knew everybody, and of course I knew of Ted of Jane Fonda, but I knew about Ted's love for boating and racing his boats. And I will say only this, that I had a horrific family mishap back in 1970 on our family boat that we purchased in Holland. And we crewed it, my whole family crewed it back. I left the boat after about a year in Gibraltar. But my family crewed it back. And ultimately, the boat was seized in international waters. It was by gunpoint, with my father on board, taken to Havana, Cuba, where the boat was seized because everything then is within Cuba is nationalized. You own nothing. The people can't even fish off the island. It is a prison island. And the boat was confiscated. And my father survived barely after being incarcerated in one of the worst prisons other than, of course, Guantanamo. But he was in La Cabana and for 4 years. So I'm going to, when I mentioned that to Ted Turner that day, he said to me, why didn't I call him and tell him? He knew Fidel Castro. He could have gotten my dad out. Well, of course, I didn't know Ted in those days. I was a young girl during those days. And I didn't know anyone else whose father had been put in prison in Cuba like that. So maybe this is all of the circumstances of my life that allowed me to see what I'm going to continue to tell all of you this morning. So, and I will say this, I did ultimately go to Cuba when it was opened up briefly, and this was just a few years ago, and I learned about Operation Peter Pan, and Operation Peter Pan was the sex trafficking, child trafficking, organ harvesting, and adrenochrome that comes out of Cuba that is run by the CIA, the Vatican, and the United States. So it's not just an island that is disconnected from the United States. It is an operating island of hell. It is a prison island. There are hundreds of prisons on the island, And most everyone that lives there, that's captured there, has been in prison one time or another. And my father met many doctors that were seized during the transition of Batista and Castro that were in prison. And at the time my father was there, many had been in prison for many, many years, 15 plus years, and many die. So moving on. So I recommended that you go and you pull your sustainable development adopted policies in your town and understand what we're seeing and what we're facing. I went through a document that I just explained that you need to all go see, and I found the impact of climate change on human health. And it is a horrific document because it talks about all of the illnesses that we're going to face with the manipulated control of energy, a.k.a. weapon systems. So I call it a murder chart, and they're getting away with murder. We're all being murdered. We're calling it climate change. Please do not call it climate change anymore. If we continue to use the wrong vocabulary, the murder rates increase more rapidly. We have to face our reality, just as Dr. Stan said. And the impact of climate change on human health is unacknowledged. It's the use of weather weapons and the use of controlled energy and lab-created bioweapons. It's a roadmap to human genocide. This is what we face. And death to all that is living, all our animals, everything that is living is being destroyed now, and we know it. So it's important to understand what they say in this murder chart. And I have this murder chart posted within an email blast out that I did. And I would highly recommend, again, that you go on to stopthecrime.net. You can look at the past email blast outs. And this one is called Frequency Warfare. And I attached this murder chart to that blast out. And I'll just read you a few things on this, what you can expect and what is happening. So they're letting us know that because of rising temperatures that are created with scalar waves, and we'll get into that in a minute, we're going to have severe weather, injuries, fatalities, and mental health impacts. Why do you think the United States created a 988 number to call in because of the mental imbalances that we're all facing? It's not just from heating up the atmosphere. It's from the control of weapon systems and patents that are controlling our minds. I hope you heard me. We'll go over some patents in a minute. Also, they talk about air pollution, asthma, cardiovascular disease. They talk about changes in vector ecology, malaria, dengue fever, encephalitis. They talk about Lyme disease, all biolab-created West Nile virus. They talk about increasing allergens and respiratory allergies and asthma. Water quality impacts, cholera, and harmful algae blooms. We're seeing deadly algae blooms in our waterways now, everywhere. Water and food supply impacts. We're seeing and hearing about food shortages, malnutrition, and worse. They talk about environmental degradation, you think? Forced migration. What are we seeing? Civil conflict, mental health impacts. We're seeing a crazed society of anger. Also, not only because of the use of weather weapons, which brings in the use of frequencies. And we're all suffering from all of the increased silent weapons of frequencies that we can't necessarily taste, although many people can taste the aluminum when we're heavily sprayed on heavy spray days. But many people are itching. They can't wear jewelry. Women can't wear jewelry. Well, you shouldn't, because all of that is an antenna. Just like when you do teeth implants using titanium implant rods, that has a furthering nefarious intention behind it. There are areas that you do not need to use titanium implants for teeth replacement, but not here, not in the United States. Why? They're antennas. They're going to be connecting us up with medical interventions. And I know this sounds insane, but I've got the patents. So before you do this to yourself and turn yourself into a usable robot, hackable, think about things, study, start learning what you face. Don't just listen without investigating. So again, the impact of climate change on human health just literally has a fatal and genocidal conclusion. That's what it is. And why is all of this being done, and why isn't there accountability held for any of this? Well, because it's all legal. It's all legal. And I know people have a hard time believing that our presumption of a leadership, which we do not have, anywhere, locally, county level, health department level, school board level, nowhere. They are all under the requirements of the United Nations and the controllers and the families that control this entire world. So let's look at the NASA war document that myself and a friend found many years ago, actually about 2 months before 9/11, before the towers were hit and dustified with frequencies. And I'll add a few things about that. If you have not yet read or ordered to have on your library shelf the book entitled Where Did the Towers Go? Evidence of Directed Energy Weapon Technology on 9/11, this book was written by Judy Wood, PhD. You must get this book. What we haven't heard is that the jumpers that day, the number of lives that were lost that day of 9/11, slightly under 50% of everyone that died were jumpers. And when these people were calling from their cell phones for help, and they were saying they were very hot, it was because they were being cooked with microwaves. They hit those towers with microwaves, with scalar wave energy, and dustified them. That's what's happening with all of the fires that we're seeing everywhere. These are not wild fires. Let's be very, very clear. Here in my area, in Sonoma County, on October the 9th of 2017, we lost over 5,000 homes. And the homes were dustified. And people keep saying, well, the trees aren't burned. So how did that happen? Well, the trees are not, they're damaged. Everything is dying. The years of permeation of heavy metals, the trees are burning from the inside out when they start to burn. Because the uptake of water, what toxic water we're all getting, including all the plant material, everything is dying. And Rosalind Peterson, whom I also have information on ToxicSky.org, investigated, and she was a USDA loss crop claims inspector and adjuster. And when she could not figure out by having plant material that was dying analyzed in the lab, she then realized it was aerosolized poisons that were killing the crops. She was in Northern California. She is now deceased. But she went on her own dime to the United Nations to ask them to stop doing this to all of us. To no avail. To no avail. This is why you're given 3 minutes to talk at any city meeting, and less. And if you go over that, they'll drag you off the diocese, off the intercom. Usually, not always, they might let you get an extra sentence out. Because in your city charters, they are required to allow you to have public comment. So you falsely believe you have a say in a system that is on autopilot and already has predetermined outcomes. I cannot count the hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of meetings that we attended all over Northern California, even going to Pacific Gas and Electric that is run by Rothschild in San Francisco, even going to IEEE meetings, International Electrical and Electronic Engineers meetings in San Jose, and seeing consultants leading these meetings in separated tables to direct and really create the illusion that people had input when their questions and their answers were being guided and the policy was being written without any regard to input other than to figure out how to drive the policy forward with addressing some of the opposition to get around the opposition. So understand, this is called the Delphi technique. We have all been Delphi'd. Consensus-based science, not real science. The enormity of what we face is horrific. And we really have to, as I say, change our vocabulary. But how is all this possibly legal? I'm just going to go back again. I mentioned the NASA war document. It was a PowerPoint presentation 2 months before 9/11 by Dennis Bushnell, who was the chief scientist at the NASA Langley Research Center. And my friend and I found this, and we've since put it out. I've done several radio shows exclusively on this document. But I'm going to go over a few things. You can find this document on stopthecrime.net. It's easy to find. Read it. Read it. It is a PowerPoint, but I have spent a long time going through it and digging into much of the terminology and much of the acronyms that you may not understand. So you can just go back and listen to Deborah Tavares discussing the NASA war document. In fact, I have a video where I spoke with Trevor Coppola, the Francis Ford Coppola family member, and you can type in Deborah Tavares and Trevor Coppola, and you can listen to that interview. I wish you would. I wish you would. So let's go over some of the highlights in the NASA war document, and by far it's not all. They talk about all the viruses, all the insects that are bioweaponized that will be set loose on all of us, and they have. They have already. So let's look at what I first saw when I opened up this document that I didn't understand. When I found it at midnight back in 2011. It was a strange name. I didn't understand what it meant, but I opened it up because it said Future Warfare and 2025, and I thought, well, that's strange, and I opened it up, and I found this on page 4. It said, the presentation is based in all cases upon existing data, trends, analysis, technologies, no pixie dust. It was about robots, cyborgs, and humans. And we are all becoming or are already cyborgs because of the connection that we've now done with wireless. I hear we're coming up on a break. When I
yes,
come back,
ma'am. Hold on there, Deborah. Yeah, we'll be back in a few minutes, folks.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and-lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and-lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we'll go ahead and break back in here real quick. Once again, this is Republic of Texas Radio, and my guest is Deborah Tavares. And once again, we are not taking calls today. So, you know, please, you know, let Sam be. He knows we're not taking calls. You know, if we want to discuss this, call us next week. We might have some discussions. But I'm gonna go ahead and let Deborah, you know, just continue on. You know, this should not make you feel warm and fuzzy. I've been listening to this woman. You know, I remember her on Dr. Stan. I've been listening to her for, you know, more than a decade. And unfortunately, a lot of what she's presented has basically become the truth now, and is becoming more and more the truth every day. So, Deborah, continue, my friend.
Well, Alan, thank you. And to all that are listening, this is the brutal truth, and it is very severe. We are in a very severe time. And I'm hoping that as we understand the severity of this genocidal reality that we are all in, that there just might be a few intelligent minds to help a fragment of humanity survive. I hope you heard my words, a fragment. Because with the weapon systems that I will be discussing here in a moment or two, you will understand why survivability is going to become more difficult. So I was going over the NASA war document prior to the break. And again, you can find it on stopthecrime.net. Probably the best thing is to go back, type in Deborah Tavares in the NASA war document explained. I recommended that you listen to Deborah Tavares being interviewed by Trevor Coppola, one of the Coppola family members. You can listen to that interview. I was dumbstruck when I was immersing myself into this information. So now I'm going to let you immerse yourself into this if you have not heard this before. Again, this was a PowerPoint presented by Dennis Bushnell, the chief scientist of the NASA Langley Research Center, only 2 months before they dustified the trade towers and sold it to us as box cutters. Unbelievable how they were really able to pull that off. Please, we have to stop allowing the narrative to be written and the illusion and the reality being scoffed at. So we have to learn the truth. And we're going to talk about more of the fires and the consequences, because we've lived them here in Northern California, and we've been crime scene investigators in Paradise, and many of the fire burns. We've walked through the remains. We've seen smart meters blown up, which are all part of the blowing up of houses, which, of course, were blowing up when those smart meters, the electric smart meters, were being deployed originally anyway. So getting back into the NASA document, okay, it said in the beginning that everything in this presentation was existing, all the technology, everything was capable, and the document is about robots, cyborgs, and humans. And this is important because this goes back to the towers, and I want you to pay attention, and it goes into all the wars that we're now watching in living color in prime time, like these are movies. So here's what it said on page 93. Exploit CNN syndrome. Sink carriers via swarm attacks. Capture, torture, in living color on prime time. Terror attacks within CONUS, which is the continental United States, with binary bio critical infrastructure takedown, the use of frequencies, an EMP, which is an electromagnetic pulse, RF radio frequencies against our brains, serious psychological, they call it serious psy war, and collateral damage and exploitation. This has what has been done to every single one of us. And I can tell you, if you are sending your children into school now, shame on you. The children are being taught about climate change. They're coming out thinking that there are too many people using too much stuff. They're not learning the truth. Please, in these days that we still have a few left, be truthful. Be honest. Don't continue on with the narrative. So then on page 9 of the NASA war document, humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution. They're directing evolution. Don't you see that now with the mRNA vax, with all of the frequencies and all the vaxes we've ever had, even since the polio vaccine? We are being murdered. We are being internally transitioned. Get into that in a little bit, too. They talk about, on page 14, automatic, robotic, everything. Genetic engineering before birth. Well, even now, even while you're alive, they're genetically modifying the interior of our bodies remotely because they can. And we'll go over some patents. Then they go on page 66, increasingly critical are human limitations and downsides. Humans are too large, we're too heavy, we're too tender, too slow physically and mentally, and we require huge logistic trains. Humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value. Page 67, robotics in the large. What are we seeing? Robotics in the large. They save lives. They enhance affordability, redefine risk threat of the environment, and enhances effectiveness. We are being outsourced now. I hope you're hearing that. Just like they were hunting the indigenous people in Chile. They had hunting parties and murdering what they considered to be savages. Look what's happened to the American indigenous Native Americans here. Hunted, trapped, put on and in to reservations. What do you think they're doing with us now, hunting and moving us into incarceration called smart cities, which are not smart? We have to use, again, the right word. These are kill cities of highly intensified frequencies that will kill us slowly and rob us of everything we have as we attempt to pay for medical bills. And we'll go over symptoms that we're all facing, and you are all facing them too. No one is escaping this. They go on to talk about how they will use nano and biological, and they have a brain, a sea lamprey, which is inserted, connected to the body of robotic fish. And it was the first initial cyborg. Did you know that? Cyborg. And they have, in the NASA document, they talk about, again on page 35, a choo-choo, a flesh plant-eating robot that hunts, biodigests, natural foods to live off the land. And the inventor of the choo-choo robot, which was Stuart Wilkinson, expressed concern about the dangers of robots eating humans. Just saying. This is in the document. People are worried about that. You have much more to worry about than that. Page 43, they talk about the use of microdust as a weapon. So we're talking about aerosolized microdust. They say it's a mechanical analog to biomechanized dust, which is distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into the lungs. The dust mechanically bores into our lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. They say this is a completely new class of weaponry, and it is legal. Legal. On port 45, beam weapons increasingly prevalent. Then they say, what is legal? Microwave, anti-functional, anti-personnel weaponry, chemicals, psychological effects and use to change our sensory organs and weapon systems, incapacitation, hostage and terrorism taking, psy war, acoustic weaponry. Now, we heard about the Havana syndrome. It was not a syndrome. It was a frequency attack that caused many of those people that were hit in the embassy area where I went and visited, that were hit, irreversible brain damage. They're not wondering what this was. It was the use of weapons, as you will see as we go over patents. So they have mechanical micro dust. So what are the effects, they're telling us on page 50, of low power microwaves? And there is a military document called U.S. Army Walter Reed. Understand, our military is behind this. Black ops robbing us, giving grants for false requests and using and creating weapons to injure and harm and attack all of us. So on page 50, they go on to talk about behavioral problems with the extremely low frequencies that will cause seizures and gross alteration of brain function and impact our brain blood flow, cause lethality. All legal. All legal. Then I found the CIA 1960 Memorandum for Climate Control, which is, of course, a labyrinth of lies. Let's talk about what they tell us here and the lies of needing to reduce our carbon footprint. Understand, they're reducing our oxygen supply. This is called global suffocation. Plants create oxygen for us. Get your kids out of school. Would you be sending them to school to understand that we can't have plants? We have to replace our plants with plastic or gravel and take them out? And we're being told here, in many areas where you are as well, that we have to clear vegetation well over 100 feet around our homes to prevent fire and to help reduce the effects of embers. No, they create the fires. These are microwave fires. These are directed fires. And the reason that they want you to clear the foliage around your homes is that they can better hit you with frequencies, because many of the frequencies are reduced effectiveness when they go through vegetation. And we need the vegetation to make oxygen for us. So plant. But just understand, all vegetation, all trees, all shrubs are greatly compromised. Everything is dying and on the verge. So the CIA document talks about climate change and mass death, that climate change is man-made. It is not. Don't say the word climate change again. This is directed energy, the use of being able to direct all energy. We are all energy. All of us. It's all energy. They talk about that this is a weapon of mass destruction. Absolutely. Look at what they're doing with reducing our access to water now. I discussed that in great length in many, many prior shows that I've done, and you can find them again on stopthecrime.net, where you can go through my past shows. I wish you would. They talk about mass migration. We're seeing mass migration all over the world, all over the world. And we're seeing increased damaging of health. We're seeing air pollution. We're seeing the rise. They're causing the rise of CO2 and the decrease of O2. And again, global suffocation, reduction of oxygen. This is being done worldwide. This is now, we're witnessing a mass extinction of species. We keep hearing about species that have been lost. Well, I can tell you right now, we have sea lions and we have dolphin washing up on our beaches here along the coast of Northern California. And they're claiming that they have a bacteria. And for people that are walking dogs on the beach, to keep them certainly leashed, because if animals get near these dead and dying species that are having kidney failure, that they will get, this will spread. And I hear a break coming up.
Yeah,
we'll continue,
Deborah,
on the other
hang
side.
On here. We got the top of the hour break here, folks, and we'll be back with Deborah Tavares shortly after this. Hang on. With all that they had
to give, made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.